This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Megillah describes that Haman was looking for a time to give a gzar din for Klal Yisrael. And according to the Targum Sheni, describes that he's poor. The lottery first fell out on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And he saw the koach of Tu B'Shvat, and then he realized that wasn't the right time. The Sefer Zechor LeDavid asks, or he points out, Al Pi Derech Hasidus, that from here you see the power of Tu B'Shvat, that it extends through the entire month, beginning from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, all the way to Adar. I'd like to suggest tonight another Havana of the Targum Sheni. Why it is that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that moment, typifies the essence of Tu B'Shvat in a way that Tu B'Shvat itself doesn't. Some of the Avreichim and the Kol will know that what I'm referring to. There's a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos? I'd like to suggest tonight that the Targum Sheni holds that the ultimate of the koach of what we call Tu B'Shvat is really Rosh Chodesh Shvat. To understand what we're driving at, let's talk about a couple of machlokios between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What I'm going to share with you tonight is a Torah that I heard from Rav Nevensal Shlita. It's written up prior to Rav Nevensal, parts of it, by Rav Zevin in the Sefer La'or Halacha. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about many things in Shas. Let's talk about one of them. Maybe eventually we'll come back to another couple as well. Aside from what is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that Matzoy Shabbos, you make a bracha on the candle. What is the bracha? Beis Shammai says the bracha is Bara Me'or Ha'esh. He created in the past the singular fire. We make the bracha on Matzoy Shabbos, Boire Me'or Ha'esh. He creates in the present many different forms of fire. What's behind that machlokis? Beis Shammai says the past, bara ma'ora esh, and Beis Hillel emphasizes the present, boire ma'ora esh. And most compelling in the world of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the Zohar HaKadosh that says that la'asid lava, we're going to follow the shita of Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Many Gedolei Achronim think that there is a common theme that runs throughout Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. To understand B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'derech HaAvoida, what this theme is, and the Avoida of Shvat, let's go back to the first mitzvah of the Torah. There's an expression that comes from Nevi'im HaKadoshim, Ein chodosh tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. But in Chassidus we say, avo lemala me'ashemesh. But above the sun, yesh chidush. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael gets is the mitzvah of achodesh hazelochem. Nesiv HaShalom describes, that's the power in Klal Yisrael of ischachus. The ability to renew and recreate ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Klal Yisrael l'mala me'ashemesh, the general world, the secular world, is governed by the system of the sun that is absolutely predictable, and Klal Yisrael renews itself every month, the koach hachidush. And it's deep in our DNA. It's at the core of who we are. And it's not just who we are as single individuals. The power that we get is the koach hitzchatshus of Klal Yisrael. The miracle that we're here today. I remember as a teenager I heard that when the Jews came back from the lagerin is the Yiddish expression for the barracks in the concentration camps, they would be mechazik each other and they said in Yiddish, mervelen ze oisleben. We're going to outlive them. Now that statement didn't make sense. There were 200 Jews locked in the barrack, and the odds are there was a good chance that the next morning one of them wouldn't get up. And by 1945, of those 200 Jews, compared to the SS officers that worked in that camp, the percentage of Nazis that survived was much greater than Jews that survived. What does it mean, Mevelen ze oisleben? And the answer is that we're not simply individuals. What they were being mechazik each other was that at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael would survive. The Meseres HaTorah would survive. We're not about our own personal lives. We're about the Meseres of Klal Yisrael. Mevelen ze oisleben. The Panovich Rav, whose wife and children were killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem, probably before he remarried his wife, whose descendants today lead the yeshiva of Panovich. In the early 1950s, Panovich Rav used to spend most of his time raising money for the yeshiva. He was traveling in Europe, he landed in Rome, and he told his driver, it was a rainy, rainy night, that the first thing he wants to do is he wants to see the Arch of Titus. And he got out in the rain. Just picture the scene. For those who have a sense of who Rav Kahaneman was, you could see it. In the pouring rain, he runs up. And he says, Herzich du, Titus HaRasha. Listen, Titus HaRasha. He screams at the Arch of Titus. You sent us into Golis 2,000 years ago. And my wife and children were murdered al Kiddush Hashem. But you should know we're back in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to rebuild Torah in a way that was never built before. Ein chodesh tachas ha-shemesh, aval lemala me-ha-shemesh, yesh es ha-koyach ha-chidush. Potential is the hallmark of Klal Yisrael. Beis Shammai says, the Rosh Hashanah le-ilanos doesn't go after the buds. Like Beis Hillel says, when you see that the tree has budded, but rather, Beis Shammai says, the moment in which the tree has a little bit of sap, a little bit of potential, that is the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. Rebbe Sal Shlita pointed out that if you look throughout Shas, Beis Hillel, his Shita is focused in the reality, in the present, and Beis Shammai is in the world of potential. Bara Ma'ara Eish, the creation of the fire refers to, and the Gra says this in his Perish on Brachos, refers to the original fire, the Or HaGonus. Beis Shammai looks at that potential. If I can, for 20 seconds of Lomdus, there's a sugya of Shinui Kana and Shuna Einai Kana. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that we say, Shinui is not Kona. If you have olives and you turn it into oil, that's not Kone. Beis Hillel says it is Kone. When Reb Nevin Sal mentioned this machlokas, he explained that that's the Omek HaDvarim. Beis Shammai says that olives is really oil. The potential is its reality. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Zot de Targum Sheni. The Targum Sheni says the ultimate of Tu Vishvat is not the Gilui of Tu Vishvat of Beis Hillel. The ultimate is the potential. That's the koach of Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly why Haman can't have it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, because the potential of Klal Yisrael is who we really are. Lo asid lavoi. There's an expression, on the way to heaven many things happen. We have so much potential, but in reality, there are many ikuvim along the way. Lo asid lavo, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our potential becomes our reality. That the koach that's built into Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, that's built into Klal Yisrael is not only built into the whole of Klal Yisrael, but to every single yachid. Tzadik atoma yifrach, a tzadik is like a tamar tree, and that is the avoda of Shrat. Ki ha'odom eitz asadeh. I mentioned to the Talmidim in the past that a date tree, its roots grow very, very deep in the ground before you see any peros. And how many Talmidim walk away? They walk away before the peros come out, but the roots are really growing in very deep into the ground. So much potential. The godless Adam that's in every single person. That godless Adam that Kodesh Baruch Hu has put into Klal Yisrael, that's going to take place, whether we're a part of it or Chas V'Chalila not. It's something we have to have patience for. Something we have to dig deep inside for. A Rasha is Ka'alei Desha, it's like grass. The roots don't grow very deep into the ground. That's what the pasuk in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShavuos tells us. And it requires a special perspective. It requires a perspective of Beis Shammai, a perspective of Lasid Lavoi, a perspective of the Ar HaGanuz, to be able to bring yourself and raise yourself up from the realities of the present, not to be mired in our frustrations and our shortcomings and our negative experiences, to be able to come up, to have the perspective of Klapei Shmaya, where potential is reality, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you that way. Even through all the mistakes that we made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still perceives us with our potential. And it's a kunst, it's a real challenge, to on the one hand be rooted in this world, yet at the same time, in the Metzius of Beis Hillel, before Zman of Mashiach, yet at the same time to have Tzipisa LeYeshua, to be able to look towards Geula, to be able to look towards our koach, our potential. One of my favorite stories about Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was there was a disagreement amongst religious individuals, political parties, and they wanted Reb Shlomo Zalman to take a stand. And Reb Shlomo Zalman refused to take a stand. He didn't want to get involved in what he saw was a machlokas. So there was a fellow who wouldn't let Reb Shlomo Zalman go. Wherever he went, he would say, "The Rosh Yeshiva Darv Zogin." I'm not going to continue the thing that he wanted the Rosh Yeshiva to say, but he would pressure him in public. So Reb Shlomo Zalman once finally answered him, and he said to him, "Ich will nicht reden auf der Indien. Das ist ein Indien von der Eulam Hazeh. Ich bin ot in Eulam Haba. What you're asking me is an Eulam Hazeh Indien, and pretty soon I'm already going up to heaven." So the guy was taken aback. Reb Shlomo Zalman was saying, "I don't have much more time. I've got other things to worry about." Elections came and it went. And Baruch Hashem, Reb Shlomo Zalman was fine. Reb Shlomo Zalman was healthy and strong until about a month or two before he passed away. He didn't let him go. A year later, he sees Reb Shlomo Zalman at a bris. Says, "Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Yeshiva is good. The Rosh Yeshiva das zogin das teira. You have to say das teira." So Reb Shlomo Zalman looks at him, and he says to him, I'll say it in English. He says to him, you remember the previous conversation. He says to him, "I'm in Olam Hazeh. I thought, wait a second, where am I? I'm in Olam Hazeh. I must have come with Eliyahu Hanavi." And he runs out. Reb Shlomo Zalman lived in two worlds. On the one hand, his feet were entirely rooted in the ground, but at the same time, he had a perspective of Olam Haba. He realized those things that are mired in the frustration and the realities of this world. And we have to have that she'ifa. That on the one hand, we're rooted, and yet at the same time, there's a potential, a perspective of Olam Haba. That's a high madrega. It's hard to be on the madrega of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. to be able to someone who's constantly looking from the perspective of Olam Haba, yet at the same time to be Olam Hazeh. So maybe one more Eitzah. One more practical example in terms of a story, another beautiful Chassidus Shemaisa. There's a famous story, the details of it, like many Chassidus Shemaisas, are shrouded in mystery, but somehow, the Rebbe of Melech and the Rebbe of Zusha, two beautiful brothers, were stuck in a jail cell. Before the Rebbe of Melech became famous, he was with his brother, penniless, walking around from city to city. All of a sudden, Rav Melech starts to cry. Rav Zusha asks him, "Why are you crying?" Melech said, "Before, we didn't have much. We didn't have a home to stay. We barely knew where we were going to eat the next day. But there's one thing that we always had. We always had each other to speak and learning. We were always able to talk Torah. We were always able to say Tehillim." He said, "The stench here in the cell is so powerful that I think, according to all opinions, we can't learn and we can't daven." Rav Zusha grabbed his brother and he said, "Melech, you forgot something. We can't learn, we can't daven, we have nothing, but we could be besimcha. We could be besimcha." And he grabs him and he begins to dance. It takes a special koach to be able to see the potential of simcha in every moment. But here, we have two brothers. The two brothers are the Rebbe of Melech and the Rebbe of Zusha. Two brothers that every single one of us could be to each other. And that is to say to your friend, "My dear friend, you're not noticing the potential that's inside of you. My dear friend, you're a little bit too much in the sky. You're a little bit too much from the perspective of Klapei Shemaya. Chaveirim zeim zeh. Nasim oivim zeim zeh. Veinam zazim isham ad shenasim oavim zeim zeh." And that's what Chazal described, is the midah of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, Yudalet Amud Beis, we describe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel being two different worlds. Beis Hillel being the world of the present, Beis Shammai being the world of potential. The Gemara says, Shechiba v'reyus noyagim zem ze. Ad bi'az goyel, there needs to be a chiba and a reyus between Shammai and Hillel. We need to be able to rub off on each other. Where we, each one of us, pushes the other, yet at the same time balances each other. But most of the time, what we need is someone to tell us, there's so much more that you could become. That the roots are slowly growing deep into the ground, and it's going to take a while before the peros comes. That's the koach of Klal Yisrael. That's the koach that's inside of every single one of you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. I'm going to say conclude with something controversial. I don't know if the rabbanim here agree with me. I believe that most people only reach 3, 4, 5% of their potential. Gedolim, maybe they reach 10, 11, 12%. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. That we have the koach to be able to plow those roots into the ground, to be zocha, to reap the beautiful peros of Olam Haba.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.